Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you know, there is concern that in a tiny minority of cases, some of the COVID vaccines may produce side effects. But in such a situation, and for indeed any vaccine, what legal recourse do people have? There is a government commitment to establish a COVID vaccination scheme, but so far it hasn't happened. We're joined on News Talk by Dr. Sarah Fulham-McQuillan, an assistant professor of law at UCD. Sarah, good afternoon.
Sean, thanks for having me.
Now, there isn't a vaccine compensation scheme. The government said that they would introduce one. I assume this was in the context of the COVID vaccinations.
So this has been a conversation that's actually been happening in Ireland for the past 20 years. So we don't have any vaccine compensation scheme in place for any vaccine at all. So since the 90s, there's been different expert groups that the government have appointed to consider this issue. And different recommendations have been made. So the most recent one was an expert group that was chaired by Justice Meenan, and they released a report in December 2020. And it wasn't directly aimed at COVID vaccines at the time. So the report was there to kind of consider an overhaul or reform of the tort law system in general and clinical negligence claims. But as part of that, they considered vaccine compensation schemes. And they recommended that one be urgently established in the state because of the fact that we haven't had one for so long. So it was considering all sorts of vaccines, HPV, MMR, and they didn't mention COVID in particular, but they did say, they made kind of a veiled reference to the fact that there were vaccines that were very current, that were being spoken about, and that highlighted the urgency for a scheme to be established.
And legally, the COVID vaccines, are they indemnified by the Irish state?
They are. So as an EU member state, we were required to indemnify the COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers. So that was a requirement as part of the advanced purchase agreement. And that's not unusual. So because vaccines are of a very different nature to other medical treatments, because of this fast-paced development, particularly in a public health crisis, and in a pandemic across the world like COVID, manufacturers need that safety net to be able to provide vaccines for the public. Mm. And so they don't want to be liable for these major risks that might occur, but that they may not be able to scientifically identify before the vaccines are rolled out across the world.
And of course, as we've seen, there seem to be, in a tiny minority of cases, some side effects for some of them. If somebody then was given any of the vaccine and then thought that they had suffered some side effect, what would be the procedure for them now? Do they take the government to court?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, they would have to, because we don't have this vaccine compensation scheme, they would have to proceed through the courts as normal. So they may sue the HSE, for example, for negligence in the delivery of the vaccine. So they may try to prove that the state was negligent in the rollout of the vaccine, in failing to obtain informed consent, for example, if all of the different risks, like these rare blood clots that have only emerged in the past number of weeks, they might have to try and prove that the state was negligent in failing to warn them of those risks. And that's impossible at the moment for plaintiffs to prove, because in negligence, first of all, you have to prove the state was negligent in failing to warn you of those risks. But if those risks aren't scientifically known, the state can't be liable. So if those risks aren't known by a reasonable body of the medical profession, then the state can't be liable in failing to warn about them. So that's the first hurdle. The second hurdle is that they have to prove that any vaccine actually caused their injury. And as it stands at the moment, there is no known causal link between the vaccines and these rare blood clots, to take those as an example. So for an individual to have to try and prove that in court is also nigh impossible. And hence, that's the motivation for these schemes across the world, is to try and inspire and maintain public confidence in these vaccines that come out so rapidly, for the public to feel that there is some sort of safety net, that if they do suffer this severe injury, or very rare but severe injury, that there is some way of obtaining damages from the state.
And just going back to the warning about possible side effects, is there a bar set on how much of a warning has to be given? Is once enough? Do you have to say it twice? Do you have to have ascertained that the patient understood the warning?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a big question. So that's kind of the whole area of informed consent. And it's something that's always being refined through the courts. Irish case law tells us that the doctor has to, it's more defined in the kind of policy guidelines in the medical profession or the regulatory guidelines. And so there's a lot of discussion around how much information has to be given. Generally, it's to make sure that the patient understands and is informed about the risks that are known by the medical profession at the time. And, you know, it's a bigger and kind of incredibly complex question as to what point does the patient actually understand those risks and what level of warning is sufficient. But generally, once the patient has been warned about the risks in some way and is given sufficient time to process that information and to understand it, that's generally what's expected of the medical profession.
And so what would a vaccine compensation scheme look like? How would it work? Would there be almost a shopping list of side effects and a figure set beside that?
Yeah, that's an interesting way of putting it. So they differ across the world, and there's very different structures. So even though, you know, I might say that other countries who have also indemnified vaccine manufacturers, that they have in place compensation schemes, they look very different in every country. And that's because they're very dependent on their jurisdiction. So any compensation scheme is going to have to be consistent with the tort system that's already there, the tort law system or the civil litigation system. And in Ireland, we have the added layer of constitutional protection as well. So any compensation scheme would have to make sure that sufficient protection of constitutional rights is also provided. So what the expert group in December 2020 recommended was an ex gratia scheme. So under that scheme, that first very difficult hurdle of proving that the state was negligent would be removed. So you don't have to prove liability. What they did recommend was that you'd still have to prove causation. So you'd still have to prove that the vaccine caused your injury. And what really needs to be defined in any scheme that the government comes up with, that the level or the standard of causation needs to be defined. So, for example, the UK have a compensation scheme established in 1979, and they've recently amended their legislation to include COVID vaccines within that. And their scheme, to give you an idea of what one looks like, it only will compensate for severe disability, so 60% disability. It gives a lump sum, one lump sum of £120,000, and you still have to prove causation to quite a strict standard, almost to the same standard as you would in the court. And that inability for plaintiffs to prove that high level of causation has been deemed in a report by our Health Research Board in 2019, that's been shown to be a reason for a significant decline in awards under that scheme. So if that causation standard were to be set very high in our scheme as well, we don't want the scheme to be emptied of content. We still want it to be, I won't say an easier route for people to be able to obtain redress, but a way that is more obtainable than through the court.
Mm.
And so some compensation schemes, for example, will allow for a more relaxed standard of causation. So someone might only have to prove that the vaccine possibly caused their injury. And within that will be a whole complex list of criteria that the government may draw on from the World Health Organization, for example, who sets out kind of criteria for causality in relation to vaccines.
Right. So, but to prove the causation, is the person allowed to draw on medical research that was taken out after the event, if you know what I mean? That, you know, I got the vaccine, then I had X side effect, but I wasn't sure if it was caused by the vaccine. But then 2 years later, research established that, yes, it was causing the side effect. So at that point, can they go and go back to the redress scheme?
Yeah, that's going to be something, again, that the scheme would set out. That's the benefit of having this ex gratia scheme, that they can define those parameters themselves for this very different field of vaccine injuries. And so exactly as you said, if evolving scientific knowledge shows us in a year or 2 years or 10 years, depending on how it all works and what the scheme would look like. If a patient who had received that vaccine only in 10 years' time would be able to prove that causation, that caused their injury, I would imagine that a scheme would have to allow for some sort of flexibility like that. Having said that, there are control mechanisms within these schemes. So, you know, there might be a concern about what we call in law floodgate concerns. So too many people coming forward with claims under the scheme. And there's a lot of different control mechanisms, but one of them might be a temporal limit on the time between receiving your injury and being able to bring your claim, a little bit like the statute of limitations that we have in civil litigation. But because of the nature of vaccines, that's something that an ex gratia scheme would be able to show a bit more flexibility maybe than the normal court system.
Is there any sign of the government moving on introducing a scheme?
The latest word, to my knowledge, was in December when the Taoiseach agreed. He said that the Cabinet agreed that a scheme should be established on foot of this expert group report from December 2020. he said would be managed by the State Claims Agency. And he said it was up to the Minister for Health and the Minister for Justice to take a look at the scheme. But to my knowledge, that's the last I've heard of it.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Dr. Sarah Fulham McQuillan is Assistant Professor of Law and Deputy Director of the UCD Centre for Constitutional Studies. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break after that. Can we do small talk anymore?
Moncrief on News Talk.